This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump continued to change the lineup of his staff on Saturday, announcing the departure of White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. We get details from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
John Kelly will be leaving toward the end of the year, at the end of the year, and I appreciate his service very much.
President Trump and John Kelly's relationship has appeared strained for months, with the chief of staff reportedly on the verge of quitting and or the president ready to fire him several times. A White House official says Nick Ayers, Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff, is Trump's top choice to replace Kelly, something they've apparently been discussing for months. But Trump tells reporters,
it might be on an interim basis.
The White House official says Trump wants his next chief of staff to agree to stay in the job through the 2020 election. Ayers has young triplets and reportedly had planned to leave the administration himself at the end of the year. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump also confirmed that Army General Mark Milley is his choice to replace Marine General Joseph Dunford as his next top military advisor.
General Mark Milley, as you know, was just appointed the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, to be determined date. A little bit later in the year, they usually give quite a bit of notice for a lot of reasons.
The term of current Joint Chiefs head, Joseph Dunford, does not expire until October 1st. His spokesman says all indications are that Dunford will serve his full term. Milley commanded troops during multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. He recently served as Army Chief of Staff for the last 3 years, during which he oversaw the move of women into frontline and combat positions. General Milley must be confirmed by the Senate before he can start serving as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.